It is the little-known Western Pacific island that has been at the center of recent hostility between the United States and North Korea. Guam, or as it is known to the indigenous Chamorro people, Guahan, was claimed as an unincorporated organized territory of the United States in the aftermath of World War II. Since then, the United States has assembled close to 7,000 troops on an island with a total population of little more than 160,000. Militarism is a reality that the inhabitants of Guam have had to adjust to, but in recent weeks, tensions between the United States and North Korea have reached new heights.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening, beyond a normal statement.
President Trump has warned North Korea that military bases in Guam were locked and loaded, bringing the two countries to the brink of military engagement.
No war!
No war!
No war!
No war!
No war!
At an anti-war rally in Sydney, the Guam flag was hoisted high as demonstrators pledged solidarity to the beleaguered people of Guam. John Hallam is a member of People for Nuclear Disarmament and recently returned from the United Nations in New York, where he was campaigning at the negotiation of the Treaty for the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons.
Again, the likelihood of something absolutely unspeakable happening was as high last Wednesday as it has ever been. The last 2 weeks for me have been absolutely bloody terrifying.
Mr. Hallam says that in any military engagement between the United States and North Korea, it is Guam that will be implicated due to its high concentration of military bases and proximity to North Korea.
A US attack on North Korea would be the use of nuclear warheads against Guam, obviously, because Guam is an absolutely key military base, and any US attack would involve the use of Guam.
Also speaking at the rally was Dr. Hannah Middleton, who read a letter penned by Lisa Linda Natividad, an indigenous Chamorro activist on Guam. Dr. Natividad's letter spoke of increasing militarization through the clearing of ancient forests to make way for more military bases and the expansion of the Mariana Islands testing range, which lies to the north of Guam.
Guahan have to deal with the realities of living in a very unnatural, hyper-militarized environment, while rising up and advocating for our rights in this undemocratic relationship with the United States.
In what sometimes seems like merely a war of words between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump, the threat to peace for the people of Guam is agonizingly real. Last week, the governor of Guam, Eddie Baza Calvo, released a statement to reassure his people that Guam and United States officials were working together to ensure their safety.
And additionally, I've reached out to the White House this morning. An attack or threat on Guam is a threat or attack on the United States. They have said that America will be defended. And I also want to remind the national media that Guam is American soil.
2 days later, Guam Homeland Security Office released a fact sheet providing information on what to do in the event of an imminent missile threat. Dr. Natividad expressed that North Korean aggression presented a palpable security concern for her people.
While we live in the very real threat of a nuclear attack by North Korea.
Military exercises between the United States and South Korea, known as the Ulchi Freedom Guardian Drills, are due to conclude on Thursday in Guam. China has made it clear to the United States that holding the exercises at such a delicate time could be used by Pyongyang as a provocation for war. In a statement released by North Korea, it warned the United States to live with their eyes and ears wide open. But it will be the world's eyes that remain glued on Guam, as the island and its people lie in the middle of military belligerence that is showing no sign of ending. This is Jordan Fermanis reporting for The Daily on 2SER Radio.